This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado voters passed ballot measure II by more than 25 points. CPR health reporter John Daly explains the proposal will keep millions of dollars in early childhood education.
In 2020, Coloradans voted to raise taxes on tobacco for a universal pre-kindergarten program, but the revenue raised overshot estimates by almost $24 million. The state constitution requires money collected in excess of the tax's projected revenue be refunded unless voters let the government keep it, which is what they approved. Jake Williams is the CEO of Healthier Colorado, which backed the proposal.
I'm heartened that Colorado voters are pro-kids. I think you're going to see the benefits of this for a long time.
A loss would have sent the funds back to tobacco sellers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An Elbert County 19-year-old who threatened a school shooting in March has pleaded guilty to second-degree assault. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says Lily Whitworth could face up to 16 years in prison.
Whitworth was arrested after a family member called police to warn them about the threat. Whitworth admitted to planning a shooting of three Colorado Springs Academy District 20 schools. Whitworth's bond was also increased significantly after they said they would still carry out the shooting if released on bail. Whitworth accepted a plea deal Monday, dismissing five of the six charges against them, leaving only a second-degree assault charge. Sentencing is scheduled for January. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come find more about this story and last night's election results at CPR.org and Denverite.com. Today will likely bring snow from Fort Collins and Boulder to Denver and Colorado Springs. It's expected to start within the next hour and become heavier in the late afternoon.